Massachusetts Republicans are expecting record turnout at caucuses tomorrow to choose delegates to the Republican National Convention in July. 27 of the 42 GOP delegates will be selected. The presidential primary in March determined who those delegates must support on the first ballot at the convention, but as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, there's concern about who the delegates might back at the convention after that.
The delegates to the convention are allocated based on the primary results of March 1st. So Massachusetts will send 22 delegates for Donald Trump, 8 for John Kasich, 8 for Marco Rubio, and 4 for Ted Cruz. There are 9 caucuses, one for each congressional district. Each caucus will choose 3 delegates. The Massachusetts Republican Party's Allocation Committee has already apportioned the delegates among the candidates. For example, in the 8th Congressional District Caucus in Braintree, voters will choose 2 delegates for Trump and 1 for Rubio. Kirsten Hughes is the party chairman.
All of the presidential campaigns had a seat at the table here in Massachusetts and have unanimously agreed to the allocation that was ultimately adopted by the committee.
The states submitted their plans for choosing delegates to the Republican National Committee in October and may not change them. Anyone who registered as a Republican by February 10th can vote tomorrow. Voters must bring a Massachusetts government-issued photo ID. Chairman Hughes expects there will be some confusion.
So just to be upfront with this, only Republicans can participate in the caucuses, which is a different criteria than participation in the primary, when, as you know, unenrolled voters can participate. So we do expect some folks to be confused at the door when they show up to be a delegate or vote in the caucus.
Hughes expects the caucuses to be hectic. People at the door will check district-wide voter registration lists. Even though the delegates are already allocated to Trump, Kasich, Rubio, and Cruz, that's only for the first ballot at the convention. After that, delegates become unbound, and that's where the real race comes in tomorrow. You could, for example, have a delegate who really supports Kasich or Cruz elected as a delegate for Trump. Here's State Party Communications Director Terry McCormick.
Clearly, folks are looking at a second ballot, and that's something that, you know, they're able to do within the framework of the rules.
And that has the Trump campaign worried. State Representative Jeff Diehl, Massachusetts co-chairman for Trump, says the campaign is trying to make sure that the Trump delegates really are Trump supporters.
We want to make sure that those 22 seats that he won become represented by delegates who will be loyal to him, because we know his main competitor, Ted Cruz, is playing for a second ballot strategy at the convention at this point. And so that's why we are doing everything we can to ensure that supporters turn up and vote for the Trump slate at each of the 9 locations.
But party chairman Hughes wonders if it'll go to a second ballot. The state party has seen large numbers of people pre-register for the caucuses. Party officials book rooms that could fit more than 300 people, and already about 200 people have been pre-registered for each caucus. It's a sign of the continuing enthusiasm that brought record turnout in the Republican primary last month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.